From Spark and Anvil and Manga Forge, this is Lapse, in Chapter 1 of the Manga Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Of all the workshops in the Manga Forge village, Lapse's was the strangest to visit, because half of it looked empty. Where the other artists pinned up finished pages crowded with drawings, Lapse pinned up pages that were mostly white, two small drawings with a wide, bare channel running between them. Lapse himself was a fox tween, russet and cream, with a black-tipped tail and a quiet, half-smiling way about him. And he had a habit of stepping into those white channels on the big display page, standing in the gap and looking back at you as if he lived there. "Welcome," he said softly to the apprentices as they filed in. He was standing, as usual, in the blank space between two pinned panels. "Tell me, what do you see between these two drawings?" Sumi, a young apprentice with an ink-smudged nose, squinted. "Nothing. It's just blank paper." Lapse's smile widened. "Ah, that nothing is the most important thing in all of comics, and almost nobody notices it."
He gestured to the two panels. In the first, a small drawing, a hand reaching for a teacup on a table. In the second, the same cup, shattered on the floor. Between them, the wide white channel. "This white space has a name," Lapse said. "In manga, in comics, everywhere. It's called the gutter. It's the gap between one panel and the next. And here is the secret. The artist never drew the cup falling. It's not on the page. Nobody drew the moment it slipped or tipped or hit the ground." He tapped the empty channel gently. "And yet, you saw it fall, didn't you? Just now, in your head." Sumi's eyes went wide. "I did. I saw it slip out of the hand." "You made it fall," Lapse said. "I only gave you the before and the after. Your own mind built the middle. That's called closure, the reader closing the gap. The comic isn't only what's drawn, it's what's drawn plus what you imagine in the spaces between." He stepped back into the gutter and spread his paws. "This is where I live, the invisible half of every comic. I am the part you finish yourself."
He led them to a longer page and had Sumi try it. "Draw me two panels," he said. "In the first, a character at the bottom of a tall tree. In the second, the same character at the top. Draw nothing in between." Sumi drew them, quick and rough. And then she looked at her own two panels. Bottom of the tree, top of the tree, and laughed, because she could feel the climb happening in the empty space between, even though she hadn't drawn a single branch of it. "See," said Lapse, "you didn't draw the climbing. You didn't have to. The gutter did it for you. Or rather, your reader's mind did." He grew a little more serious, the way the Manga Forge teachers did when something mattered. "And this is worth saying carefully. This idea has been studied deeply, and manga uses the gutter with tremendous sophistication. Sometimes leaping across huge stretches of time or feeling in a single white gap. If you want to draw in this tradition, learn how it uses the space between, with the same respect you'd bring to learning any art form's grammar. Don't just copy the look. Learn what the silence is doing."
"Here's the part that took me the longest to understand," Lapse said, settling onto a cushion in, where else? A gap between two panels on the floor mat. "When I was young, I didn't trust the gutter. I was scared of it. I thought if I left something out, the reader would be lost. So I drew everything. Every step of the climb, every frame of the falling cup. My pages were exhausting, packed so full there was no room to breathe, and worse, no room for the reader to do anything." He looked at Sumi. "Then Sensei Sora asked me one question. She asked, 'Do you not trust your reader?' And I understood. Leaving the gap isn't lazy. It isn't a hole. It's an invitation. When I leave the space between, I'm telling the reader, 'I know you're clever. I know you can see the fall, the climb, the years passing. I trust you to finish this with me. He smiled at the blank channel around him. The empty space is where I hand the story to you.
Later, as the apprentices packed up, Sumi lingered by the page with the shattered cup. It's kind of a nice feeling, she admitted. Filling in the part that isn't there? Like I'm helping tell the story instead of just watching it. Lap stepped out of the gutter at last and stood beside her. That warm little feeling, I did that. I saw it, even though it wasn't drawn. That's the exact feeling a good comic gives every reader, he said. It's the feeling of being trusted, of being part of the telling. He looked at the two small drawings and the wide, quiet space between them, and his half-smile went gentle. Anyone can fill a page. The real craft is knowing what to leave out and trusting the person on the other side to meet you in the empty space. Sumi looked at the gutter again, and this time it didn't look empty to her at all. It looked full, full of everything she'd put there herself. And something about that made her feel, quietly, like she mattered to the story. Go make some spaces, Lap said, stepping halfway back into the gap with a wink, and trust the people who'll fill them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to LAPS. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.